About 20 educators and parents marched to the Jacksonville Commons Recreation Center last week to vote early for candidates they describe as pro-public education. Onslow County Association of Educators President Ann Hardinger says she's met many voters at the polls who are unhappy with the state of public schools.
They're done. They're finished with the politics, as we like to call them, and they want to see our schools back at the top where we were just a few years ago. So they're coming out and voting.
Hardinger says volunteers have been at the polls daily, handing out red apple-shaped cards with a list of candidates the association endorses.
Our ballot is really purple. We're red for ed, but our ballot is purple. We interview candidates, and we don't care which side of the aisle they sit on.
The county's chapter of the North Carolina Association of Educators endorses both Republican State Senate Majority Leader Harry Brown and his Democratic challenger Joe Webb, who's a former teacher and principal. Hardinger says members were split down the middle in their support for both candidates.
Senator Brown's been around for a very long time. He's done a lot of positive things for our schools, brought lots of money into our county for our schools. And so he has a lot of people who are dedicated to him and loyal to him. Webb, on the other hand, is an educator. He understands the things that we do every day. He actually trains the people that come in to be teachers. He's their supervisor. So he has a firsthand account, and he understands our struggles.
Teacher pay in North Carolina remains below the national average, and per-student spending hasn't exceeded pre-recession levels when adjusting for inflation. These realities have forced some teachers to work second jobs and spend their own money on classroom supplies. Hardinger says teachers are hoping to change this at the ballot box.
The reason that we have what we have in our offices, our elected offices now, is because we sat out the last election. Educators didn't vote. People as a whole did not vote for education.
Republican State Senator Harry Brown has supported some policies that are unpopular among many public education advocates, including eliminating bonus pay for teachers who earn master's degrees. Still, many local educators support Brown. Brown says he believes this is partly because he secured $5 million for a vocational school in Onslow County and $30 million for a new K-12 school in Jones County.
The last school they built was probably 35 years ago, and they really had no way to build a new school. And it was very fortunate for them this time because the recent floods, actually flooded two of the schools that they were going to replace. So it's going to be tough for them to get through this school year, but next school year they'll have that new school and they'll be able to replace three old schools with that new school. So that's going to be good for them.
Joe Webb is Brown's first Democratic challenger in more than a decade. He says his experience supervising teachers from East Carolina University and UNC Wilmington helped motivate him to run.
And I'm hearing teachers talk about what they're losing. They're talking about their struggle to get the materials that they need to teach. And my response to them was, you need to contact your legislators because they are funding the budget. And over time, I realized that I needed to step up and try to be one of those legislators to bring that perspective directly to the classroom so that I can have a listening ear, not only for teachers, though, just principals and parents.
Webb says if he's elected, he'll work to reinstate master's degree pay and longevity bonus pay for teachers who've remained in the profession for at least 10 years.
We need to reinstate longevity pay to give an incentive for those people in their last 10 years to stay in and give us the leadership, the quality instruction that we need. When a principal turns for leadership, they don't turn to the beginning teacher, they turn to a 20-year veteran.
Webb is one of two educators running for the General Assembly in Onslow County, where every state legislative race has a Democratic and a Republican candidate. Early voting ends on November 3rd. Election day is on November 6th. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.